A very good afternoon, followers of Emergency Live. Today we are about to speak of a very important reality based in Jordan. I'm referring to Jordan Paramedic Society and the EMEC 2018. EMEC 2018is the first international medical emergency conference and has already taken place in Amman on 18, 19 and 20 of April. We are with Dr. Yanal Ajlouni, Health Management Specialist and Jordan Paramedic Society President. Good afternoon, Doctor, and thank you to be here in line with us.
Good afternoon, and thank you for your calling.
So, Dr. Ajlouni, let us talk about EMEC 2018, this outstanding event based in Jordan and managed by your organization too. Can you give us an introduction of this important event?
Yes, thank you. I will introduction my society and the IMEX in general. It's a new excellence programs, unique event has been designed and provided a new comprehensive overviews of latest research and development in emergency medicines and from emergency from the scenes, transport, emergency department, and specialized medicals and surgical care providings. So this is the new and unique in the regions. And the unique of this conference that is first time starting in Jordan, and you know the difference and the changes in the area and surrounded area and how the Jordan is very stable until now. And we can provide the health and the emergency services from Jordan to outside border also. So this is the IMEX in short about how to collect the new research from out and from in from Jordan to take the standardizations and take the protocols and the research to be implemented in the ground.
Okay. In fact, IMEC, as you said, is very important in particular for pre-hospital care management and development.
Yes.
But why specifically is it so important?
Yes, you know that's the sustainable and continuous medical trainings and educations need always refreshments and take the last research and take the last updates. So the pre-hospitals until now in our countries and the developing country is still in delay according to developed country. So we are looking to be within the international standardizations inside Jordan and also for the other country nearby.
Okay. And so she'll make a focus this time on JPS. So what is the perfect target for medical education and training? To who you address your training and education, and
yes,
what are the aims you're supposed to reach with this activity?
Yes, because the Jordan Paramedic Society are a charity and non-governmental and non-profits, and also we are a professionals organization established in 2012, we are looking for the committee for the first aid training course. We are daily doing the first aid training course for the community, for also for pre-hospital training for the pre-hospital's health providers like paramedics, also intra-hospitals for the doctors, for the special the emergency specialist doctors, and also for the nurses who work in the emergency departments. We are looking always for the international standardizations. And during this conference, we are implementing newly certifications for the standardization, which is from American College of Emergency Physicians. This is one of what we GBS looking for, to bring the knowledge from outside, to bring the knowledge or the facilities or the instruments or for the last update facilities to save the life, because we are looking for our mandate, your lives, our missions, our mission of the GBS to save the life, to continue to continue us in medical educations.
And so do you, in this sense, do you perform also medical education in institutions, perhaps? So, for example, in schools, or you perform it in other ways?
We are looking for, but until now we have no special education institutions. We have only a training course center, a training centers until now. But we are looking for EMS educations. But if you know that in Jordan we have two universities for discharged paramedics, one from Jordan University of Science and Technology from the north, and the other near Amman, which is called King Abdullah the Second for civil defense. So these two college are a discharge of paramedics which receive 4 years of trainings, and the curriculums are near the Europeans and the Americans in general. So this is paramedics are who looking to be the national EMS services in the future, which is highly educated and highly trained. So we are looking in our missions to be as a GBS to serve as a national EMS society in Jordan that ensures an international standardizations of emergency practice by providing a valid uniforms process and assist and retain a knowledge and skills requirement to complete practice by EMS professionals through their careers. And also GBS looking for to make all the effort to bring a humanity closer together through the supporting and assisting the world vulnerable and needed community by quick response to emergency undertaking established development projects. So we are have many missions outside the borders to help who need the humanitarian support according to our facilities or limited facility. But also we are help the Syrian refugees who come from the borders, which is involved the civil one who involved in injured cases come from the border. We are cooperate with the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Planning in Jordan to help these people for operations, for medical support in general. So this is one what we are looking for, to help anyone who need in anywhere.
Great, great. How would you describe, so in this sense, the effort of Jordan in creating an advanced network of ambulances and so to organize sort of society of professionals skilled for facing any kind of emergencies? You already mentioned it because your aim is to help people with all your energies and possibilities. But how do you personally realize this? I mean, how do you describe your effort?
Yes, and now we are looking after this is an international trauma life support certificate. We are preparing 16 provider then will be 16 instructors. So we can offer as a non-governmental and non-profit organizations to help the civil defense who will be responsible for the field emergency services in Jordan that will be trying to give a donation for training, a donation by the increasing the capacity for training, increasing the capacity for last update for the trainings, and to make this training as international standards, not as local standards. We are looking for the international standardization. This is what we are looking for in the future, for the primary healthcare centers in Jordan, and also for the civil defense who will be responsible for the emergency response in the field, and also for the emergency doctors inside the emergency department in the hospitals. This is, will be decreased the mortality rate in general in Jordan, because you know from the RTA in Jordan, there is a big number of trauma and death during RTA involvement. So this is what we are looking for, to decrease the mortality and decrease the complications in general after what we are doing to for the to increase the manpower and man capacity and training for this paramedics or medical health care in general.
Sure. You really gave a clear explanation of this. Thank you. And
thank you.
Do you wish to add something else about IMEC or JPS, something that we do not face?
Thank you, the companies and who will support, which is support the NGOs in Jordan, and also the international NGOs who received, who support Jordan in general and support the EMS systems in Jordan. So we are looking by your magazines to focus that we are looking for the international support for the capacity, not for what we are looking for the logistic and capacity. What I think, like Spencer, what give for GBS and during this IMEX, I will tell that this company support the facility and the instruments to implement the courses, which is according to, we are a limited sources fund. So it's very big things to give us like this offer.
This is so important indeed. So for me it's okay, and thank you very much, Dr. Al-Jani.
Thank you. Welcome.
It was a brilliant contribution, and congratulations for your job.
Thank you
very much, you too. So dear followers, we just finished for today. Keep on following emergencylive.com and stay tuned for many other news.